Then came the tribe, you see, of Samud. They disobeyed the invitation of Salih alayhi salam. The power of Allah, use the power of makhluk. Jibreel alayhi salam, he is also power of makhluk. He came onto the ground. He shook the earth for a second, so that they used to carve fortresses, you see, from mountains. So those fortresses, when the land was shaken, the fortresses gave way, you see, and crevices were caused. Then he made a blasting sound which pierced the crevices and attacked the hearts of the tribe of Samud, and the entire tribe lay on the ground, never to rise again. Resting place hellfire. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى وَأَسَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَهِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. My dear friends and brothers in Islam and elders in Islam, this is not Shakespeare. This is not As You Like It. This is not the times of America. This is the Holy Quran. If we believe, good and well. If we do not believe, we have to die and believe. But after dying, the belief is there for certainty. The confession is there on the day of judgment, but of no avail. This is cry of a imbecile. You see. Then came the tribe of Shu'aib. You see, big businessmen. They disobeyed the invitation of Shu'aib alayhi salam. He did the dua after the invitation period was over. Then the power of Allah used the power of makhluk, the earth, shook it for some time. The entire tribe of Shu'aib alayhi salam, with their business markets, went underneath the ground, never to rise again. He who in the earthquake slain shall never rise to boast again. Alas, that the curtain was drawn for the tribe. And then, you see, on the day of judgment, their resting place is nothing but hellfire. Then came the big kings, like Namrud. Against Namrud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send a very big country to match a country. Like a lot of people get it into their brain, the so-called literate people get into the brain, you see, strength must be matched by strength. No. Strength was matched by invitation. Finished. One inviter against the whole country. No international force and no big Islamic state. One inviter with the promises of Allah. وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا يَنْصُرُ. Then it's a big story, time is short. I'll cut short. They lit the fire. When they understood the falseness of their religion, you see, they lit a fire to destroy the inviter. You see, all angels, the angel of the mountains, the angel of rain, Jibreel alayhi salam, all went and said, we want to help you. He said, has Allah sent you? No, permission we have taken. I don't want your help. When his iman reached that stage, then the direct power of Allah used or gave an order to the direct power of makhluk. وَقُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Halas! On one side garden, on one side fire. The fire standing in front of Namrud with the power of burning, and on the other side for Ibrahim garden. You see, the best part of his life was the 40 days he spent in the garden of fire. You see, to show the doer is Allah. When we will stand on the invitation, Allah's promise is sure to be fulfilled. وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا يَنْصُرُهُ. Then came the multi-millionaire Qarun, matched by one individual, Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He didn't listen to him. He thought that the money, this is my ability that I have earned the money. The earth split, went inside, earth closed. That was the end of Qarun. The power of Allah, use the power of makhluk. Fir'aun, Haman and their powerful forces came, you see, against one Musa alayhi salam. He didn't say, Izhab ila Fir'aun ma mulkul kabir wa jaishul alamiyah. Go to Fir'aun with a big country to match his country and an international force. No. Izhab ila Fir'aun innahu taga. You go to Fir'aun, he has become transgressor. Then the taghayyurat, the changes started to take place, because changes come with da'wat, not with ibadat. You see, when the changes took place, you see, Fir'aun became nervous and he said, pray to your Allah, I will not do again. But when he exceeded his bounds and he was not going to repair, and when, you see, advice was of no avail, then Musa alayhi salam lifted his hands. He said, do not allow a single person from this to remain on the face of the earth. Then the power of Allah used the power of makhluk, the water, the same water. وَإِسْفَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَى فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا عَلَى فِرَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. For Musa alayhi salam and the Israelites, the water split. They passed through. Fir'aun, Haman and their forces followed closely behind. Then the order of Allah, وَتْرُكُلْ بَحْرَ رَهْوَى إِنَّهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُغْرَخُونَ. You quickly leave this water, the force that is following behind you is going to be drowned. Then they left. Then the water closed. That was the end of Fir'aun, Haman and their powerful forces. Therefore, this is the thing we have to understand. Rasul-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained this ummah on da'wat and not on ibadat. Ibadat is a juz of da'wat. You see? Why? With da'wat comes iman. With iman comes amal. With amal comes success in this world and in the hereafter. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَىٰ لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وقال الله تعالى وانتم الاعلون ان كنتم مؤمنين. وقال الله تعالى ان الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها ولا. I will just give you a gist of the translation. This is no time, very short time. You see, asr prayer also has been drawn 15 minutes before. You see, the gist is, it is exact gist. It's not, you see, a made up story. No, it's the exact gist. You see, the sovereignty of the universe, strengthening of the religion for benefits in the hereafter, changing of disturbed conditions into peace conditions. You see, the unseen help of Allah as came in the battle of Badr. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. We help you in the battle of Badr when you were in disgrace, by sending down 3,000, increasing to 2,000 more, making the total 5,000 angels, so that the Muslims will get it into the heart that the promises of Allah are correct. And Allah says, you will have uplifted positions provided you have the quality of iman. I will help my Prophet and the believers in this world and on the day of judgment, when angels will stand against you in evidence. Honor is for Allah, His Rasul, and for the believers. And if you have iman and amal, you will be the guest of Allah in paradise, in Jannatul Firdaus. You see, success in this life, success in the hereafter. You see, or iman and amal. That iman is based upon the da'wat. You see, the more of da'wat, the more of hidayat. The more of hidayat, the more of amal. The more of amal, the more of success. It is, everything is proportion. And our elders explain, you see, hidayat, very simple example. It is a staff and a snake lying in the open. If you want to differentiate between the staff and the stake, you have to have two illuminations, the outward and the inward. The outward illumination is the sun. When the sun will fall on the snake and the staff lying in the open, it will be illuminated and people will able to distinguish between the two. But to know exactly which is the snake and which is the staff, you have to have another illumination, the internal illumination. That internal illumination is known as the eye. The external illumination never goes wrong. The sun never goes wrong. The internal illumination, the eye can get glaucoma, can get cataract, can get by sugar, the veins contract, and therefore, you see, you have to ask a little child, which is the snake and which is the staff, to save yourself from the wiles of the snake. You see. In a similar manner, to distinguish between haq and batil, truth and falsehood, to distinguish between khair and shar, righteousness and sinful acts, to distinguish between tyranny and justice, to distinguish between the noor of Islam and the darkness of kufr and shirk and ilad, you have to have two illuminations. The outward illumination or external illumination is known as the Holy Quran. Understand thoroughly the Holy Quran. You see, this Holy Quran, just as the sun cannot become bad, the Holy Quran cannot become bad. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ It is clear. Nobody has answered the challenge put in front of the lifted people of the world 1406 years ago. And Allah has guaranteed the preservation of the Holy Quran, vowel for vowel, consonant for consonant, stroke for stroke, letter for letter till doomsday. Therefore, there is no change in the Holy Quran. But to benefit from the Holy Quran, we have to have the internal illumination, which is known as Iman. To develop the Iman, there is the Dawat. You see? There is the Dawat. And the Dawat had four parts. Understand thoroughly. Ibadat. In the days of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you ask any alim. Till Miraj, there was no other Ibadat but the kalma la ilaha illallah. Because Salat was the first order that came down in the rituals. Then came Zakat, then came Hajj. You see, in Ramzan, all these things followed Namaz. But Salat came down in Miraj. So till Miraj, what was the Ibadat? Ta'alaw. Nujaddidu imanana biqawli aksari la ilaha illallah. This was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people want to know, yes, this is what Noah alayhi salam did, this is what he did, this is what he did. What did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Are you doing something invented in India and Pakistan? Are you doing something which was done in Rasulullah's time? Yes, this is the thing that was done in the time of Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He taught the Sahabas four things. Tahalaw, nujaddidu imanana biqawli la ilaha illallah biaksari qawli la ilaha illallah. Let us refresh our iman by reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah in abundance. That is number one, ibadat. Number two, the da'wat of the ibadat. Ya ayyuhal nas kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Ya ayyuhal muddassir hum panzir wa rabbaka fakabbir. This is from the 29th juz of the Holy Quran. You see. O people, say that there is no one worthy of worship and benefit. Then Allah says in the Holy Quran 29th juz, Oh, the person clad in a sheet, stand up and frighten the people and call them to the greatness of Allah.